you notice, the illusion of movement. The figures are looking forward sometimes, looking at you, and their bodies are turned differently, and their legs are 1 foot in front of the other. The figures are carved in high relief. The background is textured. Always like to have patterned surfaces.
This is one of a pair of doors commissioned from master sculptor Olowe of Ise to commemorate an important event at the palace in Ise at the beginning of the 20th century. The visit of two British colonial officials, Captain W.G. Ambrose and Major W.R. Reeve Tucker.
I'm Rosalind Adele Walker. I am a curator emeritus of African art at the Dallas Museum of Art. The door has six registers. The second one shows a man being carried in a litter, and that is Captain Ambrose, the traveling commissioner. Above him are porters carrying tax money or ammunition on their heads. And the register below Ambrose is Reeve Tucker on horseback. The next register shows soldiers with guns. And then the last two registers show porters carrying boxes on their heads.
Olowe's distinctive style drew commissions from royalty and wealthy households from miles around.
These artists are not anonymous. They're known to people in their communities. They're known to their patrons. Olowe was recognized as a very extraordinary artist in his own time. The door is an extraordinary sculpture. Olowe's carving style was so unlike anything anybody else was doing in the Ekiti region or anywhere in Africa for that matter. He honored the Yoruba canon, but he made it his own. And I like to think he was a courageous man to do that.
My journey through the world, over land and over sea, I see different cultures and